Reverend Adam Burdell is associate pastor for the First United Methodist Church. He says he was notified of the vandalism while he was observing Interfaith Advocacy Day with state legislators in Salem earlier this week. Burdell says he's unsure if his church was deliberately targeted or if it was a random act. However, he says the outpouring of support from locals has been encouraging.
They're proud to be a part of a community that stands for the full inclusion of all people, the kind of community that is willing to put up banners that say refugees and immigrants are welcome here, the kind of a community that affirms that all people are of sacred worth. And tagging our building isn't going to change any of that.
Previous targets were an auto service station and a pub. Investigators ask anyone with information on the vandalism to contact them. This includes anyone else whose business was tagged with a swastika. The EPD says while such symbols may fall under freedom of speech, the location and manner of use in these cases could make it a crime. Brian Bull, KLCC News.